You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sweet, a lady's guide to bro culture. My name is Gina Bloom, and this is the show where me, a transgender stand-up comic from New York City, bring some of my favorite lady comics into the world of men, or the world of mostly men, because we have quite a diverse crowd here today. This is an interesting experiment. Normally we talk about movies. We've done a little bit of music. This is our first sort of public experiment, and it is something very special. Today we are talking about the restaurant chain known as Hooters. Yes.
Hooters.
Yes, yay. Absolutely. Hooters, founded in 1983 in Clearwater, Florida, near where I grew up. Absolutely. Rosie, feel free to laugh. It is very funny. I just did this research the other night, and like the first Hooters was in Clearwater, Florida, about 40 miles from my hometown. And my hometown actually had the fourth Hooters. The original family that owned Hooters owns five Hooters now, out of the 500 or so that exist. Those first four in Florida, in Central Florida, and the one we went to today in Midtown Manhattan. Yes, this is the only other Hooters outside of Central Florida that is owned by the original Hooters family. Their last name is not Hooters, by the way. I'm very disappointed by that.
It's not Mr. Hooters.
It's not Mr. Hooter.
Schneider's.
It should have been. The others are owned by a private company, and together they form the global chain known as Hooters. Hooters is a restaurant in the nomenclature. Yes, a clever portmanteau of breast and restaurant, if you couldn't tell. And it is the original. This is obviously the wing joint that all the ladies walk around in, like tight t-shirts with very low-cut tops, tight little orange shorts and pantyhose. It is pretty much the same look they've had since 1983. And it's weirdly still around. It feels like Hooters should have gone away like 10 years ago is what it feels like. But we have three guests on the show tonight. Each gayer than the last. And we are very happy to have our first guest. She has never stepped in a Hooters ever in her life. Say hello to Margot Reese.
Hello.
All right. And Margot,
yes,
is joined here by two other very funny comics that have warmest memories of Hooters, despite neither of them being a straight male. First on the docket is my lovely friend Chris Moore.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Chris. Chris doing a Minnesota accent today. This is not how he talks. and our last guest, and definitely not least, she also has very warm memories of Hooters, despite being a feminist. We'll ask her how that worked out. She's shrugging over there right now. Say hello to Rosa Escandon.
Hey, it's me, a bad feminist.
A bad feminist. Imagine that.
Shame.
Yeah. Shame.
Excuse me. Hashtag Roxanne Gay.
Yes, exactly. I would think Roxanne Gay would enjoy Hooters, ironically.
For like a live tweet. Tweet at her, see if she'll go to Hooters with me. Everyone should go to Hooters with me.
Everyone should go to Hooters. All right, I'm curious because, I think we all discussed this at lunch. We're all from like small towns, I think, And it seems unavoidable that you end up at Hooters. Margo, how did you never go to Hooters? How did that happen?
Well, I don't know. There was just never one in my town growing up. There was not like a real local thing because, I don't know, I guess we're just classier in Virginia just than we are.
Virginia is known
Virginia,
for classiness.
The classy state.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Birthplace of president, bitches. But no, I had the opportunity once, like a whole lifetime ago. I was in college being courted by the Jewish fraternity. This was, again, yeah, back when identities were different and all that fun shit. But they really wanted me to join, so they brought me over to the frat house, and we played poker, and they took all my money. And then they were like, hey, how about we all go to Hooters? And I was like, do I have to pay? And yes, you do. And they was like, yeah, I'm good. I really don't need any more of this organization.
That's
or...
a terrible frat, because when they're that courting is, yeah, you, awful. Like, they
it wanna... was the Jewish oh, frat. Of the, course
oh,
they
the
were
Jewish
misers.
Frat, of but course.
Yeah. During rush week, we budget so that we can spend lots of money to impress all the potential pledges yeah. with stereotypically ladies, food, and booze. That was like...
Oh, that's not how these nerds swung. That's yeah. I'm sorry. They were a bunch of dorks playing cards and just kind of bullshitting. They're like, hey, let's go get some Hooters. And I was like, there I'm was pretty okay on that.
A legendary rush event at my college for one of the like more rich guy fraternities. And I went to a rich guy school, so this is like the richest of the rich guys. And they had like a Monte Carlo theme night, not even a casino, like a nonsense casino night. And they got like just like so much money exchanged hands at the thing, and like just like the best alcohol, like strippers, like all kinds of like escorts. Like it was one of those things where it was just like, yeah, that's like the insanest event of like any campus event. And I never, because it was like a rush event for boys, I was never invited, and I was always like, I want to do that. But like, if you're just taking the pledge class to Hooters, like you better pay for the Hooters.
It wasn't even like a yeah. pledge class. It was more like just like, hey, this is what we're all like. I was not an official pledge. I just happened to know just by happenstance of my life, I knew like the president of the freaking frat because we grew up in my neighborhood, and he was just, oh yeah, you should totally check us out one night. And yeah, it was just not about to be in a building with like 15 or 20 other like weird, awkward Jewish guys. I'm just like, no, I'm all right with that. That's not yeah. what I'm about.
So the process is you rush for a week, and then if the fraternity likes you, they offer a bid. If you accept yeah. that bid, then yeah. you're officially a pledge. And then all that free stuff, gone. Because the next 8 weeks, you're scrubbing toilets. No more strippers, no more wings. It's like slave labor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do some little scene setting here. I've known Chris for a little while, and I love him. But for those of you who aren't seeing what I'm seeing right now, he's wearing a mock turtleneck, a black mock turtleneck.
I think that's a dark blue.
A dark blue mock turtleneck?
It's thermal.
Okay, hold on. We're continuing.
How could it be mock turtleneck? There's no neck there.
Yeah, there's no
That's
mock
why it's called a mock. Because it's not. There's the turtleneck.
I thought that was
there.
Just like a little, like the little baby, thing, like James Bond. All right, whatever.
I don't know. I'm telling the story.
Whatever it is, beautiful. I'm rocking it.
You're rocking it. You're rocking it. You've got the overalls with one strap undone.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Chris, it should come to no surprise, is pretty gay.
Correct. Affirmative.
Upper level gay. I love the idea that you were in a frat when before you were out. We were talking about this at lunch. Please give us some of your Hooters experiences as a closeted frat boy.
Well, we definitely liked. Well, from my understanding, we liked Hooters wings. I didn't know it was all about the experience. I just assumed. Okay, like they have great wings. So one time I was in charge of getting the food and drinks and whatnot for this rush event. So I spent more than what was allotted to me for these stellar wings. And they were like, are you stupid? We don't just like the
it's
wings.
It's not about
it's
the not wings.
The, not the wings. It's about the ambiance.
The ambiance.
A lot of
yes.
fake surfboards. Boys love fake
yeah,
surfboards.
Yeah, the ambiance.
Hooters was fun back in the day. Hooters was where you go if you weren't 21. That's where you go to like be adventurous if you weren't able to drink
That is
legally.
True. Yeah, that's true. Because when I grew up in Florida, that was kind of the thing. Was like, it was the edgy part of your experience before you could actually legally get drunk.
Correct. And yeah. a lot of our friends, especially some of them that were in sororities, worked at the Hooters. So I felt like I was like hanging out with friends, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The ambiance.
The ambiance.
No.
I made friends with a lot of the girls. Sometimes we would have parties and these girls would come over and the guys would say, we've got 8 Hooters girls at the fraternity house. And I'm like, no, I mean, technically, but we have 3 Alpha Phi's, 4 Zetas, 2 Kappa Deltas. They just happened to work at Hooters, but they didn't come here after their Hooters shift in their Hooters gear. Oh, no, 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 no. They just happened to come over because we're throwing a party, you know? So I felt like Hooters like upped your ranking as fresh meat.
Give you a party frat.
I went to such a rich bitch college that like if you had a job, people were like, oh,
like what is your problem?
They work. Yeah. And I had a job, not at Hooters. Honestly, still salty about it. There was no Hooters in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Tell us a little more about your Hooters experience, Rosa.
So my Hooters experience is okay, so I hadn't gone to a Hooters until after I was 21 because I didn't grow up in a place that had Hooters. I grew up in Oakland, California. I don't believe there's a Hooters there, or if there was, it was like out in the boonies. Like
I don't know.
I never saw one. Like it wasn't.
Maybe there, by the airport or something like that.
Yeah, or there might be one somewhere in San Francisco, but we have a lot of rules in San Francisco about like fast food stuff and like.
Yeah.
I honestly am not sure if there is one. I've never seen one anywhere in the Bay Area. So I never went, but me and so. I guess there's 2 separate parts of why I started to be like, what an amazing, stupid thing that exists. One is my mother used to say, if college doesn't work out, you could always work at Hooters. Since I was a child, like arguably too young, like young high school. So one, I was always like, well, you could always work at Hooters.
You could always work at Hooters.
That being said, I was never invited to a Hooters because none of my male friends had enough balls to bring the party, obviously. But I went to a Hooters for the first time in New York, actually, when I first moved here, because I saw
the
that there
one.
Was. Yeah, same one. I saw that there was one, and I was very excited. And so
much else around Penn Station.
Margo, did you know that was there? That Hooters was there?
No, I thought that used to be a magic shop.
Until you mentioned it, and I was like, oh, there's a Hooters there?
There's a Hooters.
I mean, it's
right
a work around the corner from there. I never knew there's a Hooters.
Well, it's weird because it's on the second floor.
It's the only place. It's above a Sbarro's, by the way. So
right.
It's,
ooh, no, classy. I've lived in the city for 9 years. There's like, I take a bus to D.C. every now and then. Like, that's where one of the stops was. I've been out there hundreds of times. This is the first time I've seen a Hooters there. I'm pretty sure it used to be a porn/magic shop in that
probably
location.
Probably was.
It might still be.
Everything in New York City.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Margo, this is your first time at a Hooters. Give us your first impressions of the Hooters experience. Was it more than a mouthful?
It was exactly what I fucking thought it was going to be. It was a fucking Ruby Tuesdays that just really tried to play up the TNA to like an uncomfortable degree. Like in a cartoonishly way, big way that they were just like, oh, look at these Hooters we got here. It's just, it's exactly what I thought it was at, what day is it? Wednesday at like noon, where like the people who are coming in, they're all tourists or just like really kind of pathetically sad, lonely guys
just
eating
a
by
lot
themselves.
Of single dudes at the
bar.
Yeah. There was this one, like, I don't want to say couple. There were like 2 guy friends that were there and they weren't even talking to each other. They're just eating wings, looking at their phone. One of them was
Yeah, I saw that guy. Those guys.
But there was like it was a real no talking kind of a thing. It's like we're here for the tits, and it's like they didn't want to make eye contact. They didn't want to cross streams or anything like that.
Yeah,
but it was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
If the guys that go together to Hooters are probably the same guys that go together to strip clubs.
Yeah, probably.
Could one argue that they might be the same type of guys, straight men, to watch porno together? Like,
they would totally jerk each other off and never talk about it.
Totally. Like, do straight men watch porno together?
Sometimes.
They might.
Like after being like
adolescence,
young.
After being young.
Yeah.
I think basically straight men grow out of group porno unless they're not that straight.
There's a lot of them out there.
Oh, no, there's a lot of them
out
there.
You can smell it in New York.
Oh, no, definitely. Ew. No, that's like 2/3 of my sex life. But yeah, no. I think that's probably like that's like that. That was like the cliche, like the gross guy that like talks about porn with his buddies and they go to strip clubs. But like, I was expecting Hooters just to be deserted, like bereft of people, because it feels like such a dead concept that we're just gonna go into like a museum of like 90s sexism. But it was like Margot said, it was just like some sad Ruby Tuesdays with half a uniform for the waitress.
Yeah, and I'm not even shitting on Ruby Tuesdays, but I'm just like, this is New York. There are options. You could go to a much more upscale titty joint and eat shit food.
Correct.
Yes.
But no, at one point,
we have
the
budget for that, though.
Yeah.
Well, Margot sat next to the window, and so I was blocking her, and I thought, well, I should switch seats. And I thought, well, she's not really missing much.
No, she did not. No,
okay. Like, no. We had the sign of Mitt Romney right behind us, so we were content.
There was a picture of Mitt Romney at that Hooters right behind us.
Yeah, there was Mitt Romney, MC Hammer, and I don't know,
and
Noam Chomsky. I don't know, but just like exactly who you thought would be on the fucking wall of the Hooters. I should have traded seats with you because it wasn't until I was in a little nook, so no one could really see how awesome I look. But as soon as we were. I do.
Yes, you
do. That's the funny part. But when we were leaving, like, there was it a family or something like that? Like, a family unit of tourists sitting behind us, like, at the table next to us? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the son in that unit was totally checking me out as I was walking out, just like,
yes,
right there, eyes, you know, sister saying something, he's just dead-eyeing me. I'm like, oh, that could be one of two looks, but doesn't matter, I'm leaving.
At one point, the waitress, when she was savagely pouring beers, I mean, there's a lot of head in that beer.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, come on. But as she was savagely pouring this pitiful beer, I said, do you get a lot of regular creepos that come in here? And she said, yeah. I said, oh. Aww. And she said, yeah, but we love the creepos. And I thought, honey, they can't hear you. This is a safe table. Clearly, this is a safe table.
The safest table you'll ever
have. She's drinking the Kool-Aid. Oh, poor thing.
I also have to say, she was not a good Hooters waitress. And I think she was a fine waitress.
She was a fine waitress.
She was pretty.
But she didn't do what I want. Like, if I'm really leaning into, like, this is, like, a, like, gross titty bar experience, like, I really want you to, like, camp it up for me on
and
that?
Like you actually mentioned this in the restaurant. You said that we gave off a ladies who lunch vibe, so like we weren't getting
we
the
were neglected
full, we weren't getting the full like Hooters push because of that.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe they thought like maybe none of us were gonna like tip based on sexuality, but I personally at a Hooters, if you are committing to the friggin' bit.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely. You're gonna get a better tip.
Like, I will I will tip whomever wants to slut it up for me. I just appreciate good slutting.
It was weird at one point.
It's game recognized game, but yes.
They
go ahead.
Even brought out a dude brought out food.
Yeah.
Like there was just like a guy.
Just like a bar back, you know.
And here's the thing, if he was also wearing the outfit, 100%.
Absolutely. Yes.
You double points.
Yes.
Didn't wear was just wearing a black shirt, black pants. I was like, you are
it wasn't
no
even fitted.
Waitress. It wasn't like none. What
How sexist.
I am currently wearing a way too small Hooters t-shirt that I purchased at the gift shop. He could have done the same.
Yeah.
What sizes were at that gift shop?
There was small, there was extra small, there was extra, extra small, and...
So you're in the extra, extra small.
Yes. And then there were like baby bibs.
That said scratch and sniff on the baby
why
onesies.
Do you scratch a baby? I
do not know
why would
you
buy
scratch
anything
and
that would encourage
a
fucking stranger to touch your child
that. Yeah. I guess unless you want to raise a future Hooters girl.
The Hooters here that we went to, it feels very contrived where it's just like, okay, what'll stupid fucking tourists go to? What are they like? Oh, they like Hooters.
They like Hooters,
So we'll stick a Hooters.
Yeah,
and then they got
a lot of like aspiring actresses need a day job. Yeah.
And like the manager's name like Michael Goldfarb or something like that. And he's got like, he already owns like, he owns like different restaurants that are not nearly as trashy, but...
Right.
But are still trashy for
President
different
of
reasons.
The Goldfarb group
Can I
that,
say I love the music though?
Oh,
is that
the
okay
90s
to say?
Like hits.
Oh yeah,
they were
I
like
loved every
they were like
Blues Trapper. What were some other hot tunes?
Dave Matthews.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were playing Counting Creed Crows. When I was in the bathroom, and I was
singing
not...
at the table while you were in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, you were getting into it.
Yes, Chris was taking us higher. All right, Chris has given us a little bit of a gift here because we don't have. I have some commercials to show, but we don't have clips because this is a restaurant. But Chris, your sister worked at Hooters.
Correct.
And she was a Hooters girl, right?
She was. So when she graduated high school and I was a little bit younger, she got a job as a believe, a hostess first and then a waitress.
Wonderful.
Yes. And we were not to tell Dad, but Dad found out.
Did Dad go to Hooters?
My mom decided that it would be a nice gesture for the family to go support my sister at her new job.
Ugh.
And it was horrifying and damaging in every way. She would leave the house once, like, the cat was out of the bag. Like, she would leave the house with the Hooters white polo on, so we did not anticipate the outfit to be that revealing.
Yeah.
But ooh, she had the girls out, and it was uncomfortable to watch men falling over my sister. So I can only imagine how my dad felt watching this.
And your sister left her Hooters manual, her employee manual.
She kept it. We used to look through it and just giggle at how ridiculous it was. And she still has it.
Yes, and she still has it. And Chris was nice enough to make some copies from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read from page 5 in your packets, kids.
Yes.
The bold section about the uniform.
Okay.
The Hooters Girl uniform is a choice of a tank top tucked into the Hooters Girl shorts. No midriff is to show. That is in all caps.
Mm-hmm. Which is such a weird policy for a Hooters.
Yeah. It's oddly self-defeating.
We don't want to distract from the Hooters.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about
keep
the
it
Hooters.
Classy.
It's
no navels.
Yes.
Which is different than a lot of other sexy bars. I don't know what the thing is at Pink Taco, but every other sexy bar is
They're
so
all
much
about the
sexier.
Midriffs.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, I think probably because you can work up into the second trimester at Hooters. I have no idea. I'm making that up.
Yeah, but that check, though.
That's probably in this manual.
That sounded
about
good. It continues. A regular t-shirt tied with the name drop showing. No midriff is to show. That's the second time that's been said. And the shirt must meet the Hooters Girl shorts. No portion of the bra is to show. A white or nude colored bra must be worn. That's contradictory. Shirts are not to be cut or altered, faded, or have any stains or tears. No tears, by the way, on the Hooters Girl uniform.
So bring a change for that lunch crew.
I think it means tears, like no holes.
Oh, yeah, no tears.
Oh, I thought you were being joking that you...
No, I've never read this. Oh, or tears is better.
Tears is better.
I assume it's not torn.
Better.
Oh, okay. Well, I like tears better. A long sleeve shirt may be worn... when weather conditions dictate at a manager's discretion, all shirts must be sized to fit, no bagginess. Only approved orange Hooters Girls shorts are to be worn sized to fit and should not be so tight that the buttocks show.
Well, some girls were out of dress code because there was a healthy girl on the first floor with her butt cheeks on display.
Most of the girls had butt cheeks out, which I think it's a hot look. That I think is better than whatever was happening with those.
This
ugly
is the 90s.
Yeah.
This is the 99 manual,
that,
by
like,
the way.
Yeah. Daisy Duke bottom ass cleavage.
Yeah,
yeah, that's so better.
It's so much better. I think that's a hotter look than anything that was going on. Though I do have to say, because when on page 1 or page 4, I would like to read that customers can go many places for wings and beer, but our Hooters girls make our concept unique. And then it describes what a Hooters girl should be. All-American cheerleader surfer next door.
That's a quote.
But it's also in quotation marks. Correct. Like someone else said it, and then we put it in.
I really wish instead of making the experience unique, they would make their fucking wings unique. Because I was... can we talk about the
actual
wings themselves?
Because, Margo, when you volunteered to do this episode, you were like, the primary reason was for the wings, weirdly enough. You were living in young Chris Moore's land.
Okay, I'll just say that
it was about the wings.
I can cook I'll just preface with this. I can cook like maybe 4 things. I cannot cook, but one of them, because my family is from Buffalo, is buffalo wings. So I am very biased, and I cook damn good buffalo wings. I will throw that out. So everyone's like, you gotta go to Hooters for the wings. It's all about the wings. So like, let's try these fucking wings. And they were
absolutely not. Yeah,
they were boneless buffalo wings you could get at fucking anywhere. And
I mean, in the small town where I grew up of 80,000 people, it's not that small, but there were 2 Hooters, and even then there were better places to get wings.
Yeah. Was one of the Hooters like the good Hooters?
Absolutely. There was the Hooters by the mall, and then there was the new Hooters. The new Hooters had on the south side, which is where all the rich kids were from, on the south side of Lakeland. I was from central Lakeland, the poor part of town. But yeah, the hotter Hooters, classier Hooters was definitely the Southside Hooters.
It's so funny. And they both had shit wings.
Yeah, and the one by the old mall, which was halfway closed.
Place has an old mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the shit one. And that was the one, that was the Hooters, that the only Hooters, and I read this in Wikipedia, the only Hooters that had a hotel attached to it called the Hooters Inn. And it was open for about 4 years while I lived there. There was an actual Hooters hotel, but it was not staffed by Hooters girls, just regular ass hotel people.
It was called the Hooters Inn. It wasn't called like Boob Night Sleep or something like that.
No, it was just called the Hooters Inn. It was like a Days Inn. They slapped signage on it and because the Hooters was already there. And it was just a regular sad hotel.
Is this near Clearwater?
Yes.
So isn't that like the Bible Belt
Absolutely.
Of America?
The most conservative part
That's
of Florida.
It's so interesting that they would develop this concept in the Bible Belt.
Well, as long as they're not gay, I mean, that's fine.
All-American cheerleader surfer next door. That's not even a thing.
No.
Yeah, who's a cheerleader and a That's some Florida stuff.
That's some Florida stuff, yeah.
That's some Florida.
Yeah.
Cheerleader surfer, like, is not a
but
thing
like,
in California.
But, like, on the Gulf side of Florida, where Hooters is from and where I'm from, there's not really much surfing. The water's very calm there. So it was more like... the Tampa, Florida area is actually the highest concentration of strip clubs in the entire country.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been to Tampa.
One. Yeah. What's that? Clearwater is part of the Tampa
I've
area.
Ever heard one.
Yes.
But it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like Jimmy Tampa Buffett's restaurant, which is like, it's not about the actually doing it. It's all about the feel and the vibe of your cheeseburger and wing tit paradise, you know? Like,
but
it's
not
all bullshit and contrived.
Bullshit
it's
and contrived.
Disney. It's Disney for tits and wings.
Absolutely. Disney for tits and wings. That's about right.
But
it's not really that.
I would say it's more like Universal Studios for tits and wings because Disney, at least in all of
Disney has
like
Disney has showmanship.
Things.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they like Disney's like always like, oh well, everything has to match and like look normal. And this is like we've just thrown everything we could think of just in a room. And
to play devil's advocate, Disney has historically been anti belly button. And at Hooters, no midriff. I repeat, no midriff is to be shown at any time.
Yeah, the connection.
Just saying.
But what was Walt Disney's stance on buffalo wings? Do we know that?
Oh, I don't know.
Too spicy for him.
Not cooked by Jews.
All part of that Central Florida band because that's where Disney World was. It's about 50 miles away.
The
conspiracy
it says
theories.
Here, in the
Disney created Hooters.
Disney created Hooters. Yes, that's the conspiracy theory we're working.
In the manual, it says no large hair clips or scrunchies, which is surprising because I thought that if I were to see one, it would be near Tampa.
Yeah, yeah. Because scrunchies, they're still a thing there. Then they never went away.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Poor things.
And like you,
I'm still pro scrunchie.
No,
we'll get
and like,
into it.
No, and like that
I'm
was
light
the thing. Like you put the scrunchie on the wrist, that meant that. You were a girl that went down, so I definitely wore a scrunchie on the wrist. At
but
home.
Was it like depending on which wrist? Like if you had it on the right, you
oh,
go down.
Oh yeah, I think that was a thing.
Like the
yes, but like no, the scrunchie was there to tie your hair back.
Yeah,
basically.
For sucking
Aquaman at the Oscars had a Fendi scrunchie on his wrist.
So he only sucks dick if there's like a luxury brand involved.
Perfect.
Only sucks luxury dick.
Only sucks luxury dick.
Well, I'm ready.
You have a luxury dick. Yes, you do.
Of course.
Absolutely. I believe it.
Take care of it. Mm-hmm. I do have to say, for my love of Hooters is partially just based on like the camp. Like when we said,
of course. I mean, I don't think that's any. I don't think it's any surprise at this.
It's just like it's a beautiful camp idea, which like I love anything camp. And like, but when we were like, oh, if like we gayed up Hooters too much, I would actually posit that Hooters was already gay as hell. Like,
it does have, yes, a lot of camp value.
That
in,
like
in
the
here.
Value of just being like, oh, this is our thing. We have a pun name. We're all about just like this weird, like John Waters would love Hooters. I'm putting that at, like, I think just like the whole thing of like, if you were the truest way to experience something terrible. And like that really just like terrible like Americana double value culture, like all of it's perfect for the camp. Just
I mean, we keep
resonance.
Saying it's campy, but the theme is toxic masculinity.
Yeah. You know, like.
And side note, John Waters did a body shot off my tummy at the Hippo in Baltimore. Thank you.
No,
continue.
That's good. That's a that's like
yeah,
a
more Americana.
A beautiful foot. Now.
I found this last night. I was doing some searches. and I found the first TV commercial ever for a Hooters restaurant.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
If you like what you see here on the outside, you're gonna love what you'll see on the inside. The recipe for Hooters chicken wings is so secret, even our cooks aren't allowed to know it. Do you know why our beer is so cold here at Hooters? Because we keep it in the refrigerator. Hey kids, you wanna do your dad a really big favor? Tell your mom you wanna go to Hooters.
One question though. I know this is a podcast, so you can't see that commercial. The whole time she is in a crop top, meaning is that midriff?
Yeah, out. That yes. was yes. that was out. That was
good point.
Yes.
So I guess
not following her own dress code.
This must You're have fired. Been updated from 83 or whenever that's from.
Yeah, yeah.
Until the 90s Hooters. Like there's been some changes to the outfit.
There's been some changes
because
apparently.
Probably some waitresses took advantage.
Well, and also, she was not showing any cleavage. It went all the way up to her neck, so the pun makes less sense.
I don't know if it was like one of the first commercials. It definitely feels like the first season of a lot of TV shows. It's like, all right, they're just kind of working out the kinks.
Yeah.
Your name is pretty much, you named your restaurant Boobs, and then in your first commercial, there's no boobs.
No,
it's just a weird choice.
But
I agree, yeah.
The cooks were attractive in that commercial. Where we were today, they all wore black t-shirts and black pants.
Yeah.
It's like they weren't part of the team.
They weren't
part of the team.
It was sad.
They're just like hidden in the back of the house.
Yeah, they're tech workers. Yeah, they're not supposed to be seen.
Yeah.
And yet they brought us wings and we didn't get enough love from our...
We did not.
What was her name?
I know it, but I'm not going to... I do remember, but I feel like I shouldn't say
Let's
it.
Let's just call her Bambi.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Sure, we'll call her Bambi.
There you go.
Or Lexus or whatever.
Trixie. She actually had a very strange name to be a Hooters girl, to the point that it's definitely her real name.
I mean, it's New York City, so it's not like the typical, like that was like Clearwater, Florida. That was obviously like,
yeah, that was like
Tammy or a Lynn or something
yeah.
like that.
A Tammy yeah. Lynn, probably,
a Tammy
really.
Lynn, yes.
Barbara Jean.
Two names. She definitely.
Yeah, a two name kind of lady.
But. I think I had a lot of questions for her, too, because if you saw on her name tag that I guess no one was looking at her name, it had a thing where
it was
like...
You were just checking out her tits, dude. Like, what were you doing? Yeah. Mm.
I was
Chris
like...
Chris and I were like, those tits, man.
Those tits. I was looking at her, like, she had like a thing where it was like, makeup supervisor. Or look supervisor.
That's quite the detail.
And oh, wow.
So here's the thing. I didn't think her look was that good. I thought her look was fine. I think she looked good. She was obviously a very beautiful woman. But like, if you're the look supervisor, I wanted really the makeup to be on fleek. And I thought
wanted
the makeup
to bring
was
with an L-E-W-K
fine.
Look. Not
Her lashes
not
were
L-O-K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
Margo's bringing us some lashes today.
Margo's bringing the look.
That's because
she should be the makeup
supervisor. This bitch can just get off on her natural tits. Fuck her. I have to try.
to go back to the manual.
Go for it.
Makeup spelled makeup with a capital M and a capital U for some reason.
Hmm.
And
it's a very
dash
Trumpian,
in between.
Yeah,
all right, sure. Makeup for females, very cool, is to be worn to best accentuate facial features. Makeup is not to be too extreme or too minimal. Males are not to wear makeup. So here's the thing that I think needs to be said. So the first makeup is makeup capital M hyphen or capital U. The second makeup is capital M, not capital U, still hyphen. The third makeup is all lowercase, still hyphen. And I want to know which is the correct Hooters
spelling. Well, let me tell you, I'd be fucked because if I leave the house without mascara, you know I've hit a rock bottom.
Well, I mean,
let me just tell you.
This manual is like from a pre 9/11 world. They didn't have like spell check back then. So I don't think they had any uniformity.
But it's just like no one read over
They
this.
Barely had the internet, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's only like 5 years of like web access. Kind of the reason why we do this podcast is to like get our first time initiate some thoughts on her her experience as it pertains to like understanding like men's, particularly straight men. Now Margo, you're new to the world just like I am.
Yeah
so everything's kind of new,
everything is new and stuff like that, but like at the same time, like I've I'm like under 2 years in transitioning. Like I've been around bro-y dudes my whole life. You
in
know?
A different in a different way though, because because I was always, dated men and like you were around bro-y men, and like I'm sure you've had like plenty of bro-y men that you've been sexual with. But
actually, no, not really. No. Like, because you know, you go through stages and all this shit. First, yeah. I was like a straight guy, and then I came out as like a gay guy, and now I'm trans woman. So, but like, no, when I was like living as a gay guy, I was just trying to like have sex with other gay guys, and you know, I was never part of that like whole yes queen. Like I was never that kind of, you know.
But
person.
We can still be friends.
We can
all be friends. Yes,
we are. But there's a very hard demarcation line between us. But no, I like the people who would like go unironically to a Hooters. Like I understand that mentality. It's really basic and stupid, but at the same time it's like, okay, it's not anything shocking to me.
It's not hard to figure out. Like it's not hard to decode. I think that's been like the overriding like theme of every episode, is that men aren't that complicated. But do you feel that being in sort of like the temple of straight maleness, that you come away with anything that you didn't see before, or did it just confirm what you already thought?
Yeah, it was like I said, nothing there shocked me.
Because as you continue to be out, and this is what I've experienced too, is that you start to get like these straight guys, and you kind of have to deal with like their world, and like all of a sudden it's like being like some straight guy's girlfriend is a lot different than like being some gay man's boyfriend. It's an entirely different like
dynamic
vibe. Yeah,
yeah. No, well, I still haven't really like, you know, stepped foot on that island yet. I'm still kind of just seen as like,
you're putting your toe in.
I'm putting my toe
it'll
in.
it'll happen it will.
But at the same time, hopefully whoever I'm dating, you know, if they are like a straight heterosexual guy, you know, I assume they would treat me with more respect than the guys there were treating the Hooters staff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I would. I see.
There seems to be a lot of like benevolent ignorance of this Hooters today. Like, a lot of guys are staring at their phones.
I don't really see, you know, people who go to Hooters as just like, you know, the classiest bunch. All right. And I think I could have higher standards than that.
Well, you'd be surprised what men are out there.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Like, there wasn't one at the bar that was like, ooh.
Seriously?
Not one.
No. No, there was not one.
There was
one.
Not
it
one
was
at the bar.
Just
that
sad
was
guy
like,
in khakis.
Let me holler at him. I kept a safe distance.
The bar back was pretty cute.
The bar back was
after a few drinks, maybe. On a dare, probably.
Yeah. There you go. I have another quote here. This is from the right at the very end of the Hooters manual. Is the acknowledgement and affirmation of the code. And I just wanna
God.
This is deep. This goes deep. This is paragraph 2 of page 40 fucking 6. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I hereby acknowledge and affirm that, one, my job duties require that I wear the designated Hooters girl uniform, which generally includes dolphin shorts, which are weirdly misspelled, and a t-shirt tied up in Hooters girl uniform. Oh, no, sorry. A t-shirt tied up in the back. 2, my duties require that I interact with and entertain the customers. And 3, the Hooters concept is based on female sex appeal, and the work environment is one in which joking and innuendo based on female sex appeal is commonplace. I also expressly acknowledge and affirm I do not find my job duties, uniform requirements, or work environment to be offensive, intimidating, hostile, or unwelcome.
Yeesh. Wow, yeesh. That's so unfortunate.
That's a lot of yeesh right there.
That's a lot
does
of,
that
yeah.
contract
that's a
stand
yeesh.
Up in the court of law if there's so many typos and grammatical errors?
Right.
Well,
right.
And I think also what you would probably go in is just like, because it says which... like joking and innuendo are commonplace, and if you could be like, yeah, this isn't joking or innuendo,
it's pretty
overt.
There's the wiggle room right there.
Like this makes it sound like some like such a like maybe it's because it's Hooters and it's not one of the more like dirty freaking titty bars, but like it's just like it seems like joking and innuendo is so I don't know, just like so tame.
I can imagine that this document went through like so many drafts with their
lawyers. At the very bottom, it says revised April of 99. So even with multiple revisions, there's still so many typos. How do you spell dolphin?
I don't know if that's not a proper F, noun, but like,
okay, that's what I thought.
That maybe,
wow. Maybe it's like the material
that may be
of that
a brand,
short,
maybe the maker of the short,
like kangaroo kicks. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I want to point out one other thing that I found in this beautiful thing, because we had brought up the pantyhose, and there is about the approved color of the pantyhose is named suntan.
Mm-hmm.
A darker shade may be worn by employees if the skin color is darker than the suntan hose. Lighter shades may not be worn.
Yikes.
So when we were saying those like ugly fucking things, it's like that seems very on purpose that it's a very picked that color?
It's all contrived.
My mom
bet a straight man did.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was like, this is the color of a woman, and it's like, why is it orange?
Like, here's the weird thing. Like, my mom wore those shiny suntan hose. Because like she would, that was like her thing, and like that was the thing, I guess, for ladies back then. So I don't know if this guy just picked that because I guess when they were making the uniform, that's what
ladies
of the 80s wore.
it's so weird because I understand it's supposed to make you look like you're tan, right?
Yeah.
That's a wild concept to me.
Yeah, well, it's that whole like bleach blonde, tan skin, surfer girl next door. It's
American surfer girl next door.
It's such an 80s contrived look. Like even the commercial that you played, the woman who was...
Yes.
On it just was blonde and painfully stupid sounding. Like,
yeah.
And today she probably has like leathery skin and multiple patches of skin missing from melanoma.
Oh, I'm banking on dead in 2005. That's
where find out what happened to this poor, poor woman.
She needs conditioner.
You guys are very cunty. Yes, you're very cunty. And I want to say that the Hooters girl from the commercial left Hooters after about 5 years, found a nice guy, got married, got into the church, not too hard. Went back, got her certificate in real estate, had a couple of kids. She's got grandkids now. I think she's doing okay is what I'm saying. She probably has a nice peach house in Newport Richey, Florida, and is very happy with her life. That's what I feel.
See, my story with her goes like she got... No. Was like the manager Jim Bob picked her up and they had like a 2-year marriage before she got divorced and she was too old, got picked up by another manager, not at a Hooters but of something even worse, like a Circuit City. That lasted about another 7 years until she was all dried up, and then she was just living her life working at the Fashion Bug until she got T-boned in 2005.
I have two routes that Tammy Lynn could have taken after that commercial was shot. Route number one, if this is everything worked out for her, she was really good at her Hooters job and they promoted her to management, and now she is the regional manager of like the Tampa or Houston ones. And she, when anyone asks her about her job, she was like, well, I was a Hooters girl in the 80s, you know, and I have stayed on for the last 40 years to make this a global brand and we hate her now. Or second one, which I feel like is far more likely, she's also dead in 2004, but it was after a hard life of partying too hard.
But her pet ferrets live on.
Her ferrets live on.
Yeah. Correct.
I have.
And two of her kids that are illegitimate, but sure.
You guys, you're so comfy. I want to say that
Tammy's doing fine.
I want to say that Tammy Lynn got the acting bug after her commercial, moved to LA in 85, and got on a soap. Small part, couple of walk on, couple
James
of lines.
Franco?
A little, probably, maybe General Hospital. Yeah, we'll say General Hospital. And, you know, she did.
Played rape
she
victim
got a,
number three.
No, she played a nurse. She played a nurse on General Hospital. Tammy lived a life of quiet
probably
desperation, not of overt sadness, is what I'm saying. She lived a general middle American life. Like, that's what happens with all these Hooters girls. They basically have this experience, I think, when they're in their 20s, and then they go and they become moms, and then they buy like big cars, and that's it.
Brass tacks. I've never actually worked in service industry, but I feel like even if you had a gig at Hooters, it can't, in the grand scheme of things, be all that different of work being like a waitress at P.F. Chang's or something like that. It's like, it's something you do for 2 years while you pay down, like, you know, a car payment.
I think the tips are a lot better. I think that's like why people,
of course.
I don't think that's maybe necessarily true in like New York, because we have fine dining restaurants where like the tips are obviously going to be bigger because the meal price is higher,
right.
And like we also have, you know, good places where sexy waitresses will, you know, like bottle girls. We have bottle girls in New York City. They get paid an insane amount of, but like if you're in like, I don't know, like a town outside of Dallas, Texas, and you're like really trying to get those tip money in, like I feel like Hooters is probably your best bet. You know, like,
yeah,
if you're trying to really, like, I feel like New York is a weird place to be at a Hooters. Like, New York is the strangest. We should have all gone to Jersey, is what I'm trying to say.
And it was also, it's also the Hooters by Penn Station. I mean, like, come on. That says everything you need to know about the clientele and who needs to work there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Rabbi Goldfarb is doing very well for himself.
Michael Goldfarb. He's Orthodox, and he has his rabbi come over, but he's not super into it. It's really his wife's thing.
I wonder how much at Hooters the environment has changed with the Me Too movement.
That's a good question.
I wonder if it has changed at all. I'll just think to myself, like, with this contract that they had to sign in the 90s.
They're indemnifying sexual harassment.
Like, I feel like, so I've done a fair share in HR. And, you know, if you sign the paperwork and you have an issue, well, if you sign the contract, then you sign the contract. But how much bad behavior is too much bad behavior? Like, how do they, I'm not sure.
Well, I feel like back in the day, you could, like, touch a Hooters waitress. Oh, yeah. And now I feel like you cannot touch a Hooters waitress.
I hope not.
Like, yeah. I feel like they at least have put some, well, like, forward.
Even back in the day, if I was at a Hooters and I saw some guy just, like, grab a handful, even back then, I would find that awkward and really uncomfortable and not cool.
Yeah, no, I think it's always been terrible.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah.
But I feel like as like a brand, also as a brand, they're weirdly like, this is a family restaurant. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, don't bring a child here.
All right. We're coming up on time. Margo.
Yes.
Give us your final thoughts on your first, and I'm assuming only Hooters experience.
Only Hooters experience. It was exactly what I thought. Their wings were mediocre at best.
Still weird that you're there for the wings, but okay.
if I'm interested in tits, I'd grow them myself. But no, it was fine. It was just awkward. It was contrived. Nah. If someone wants to pay for another meal, I'd gladly go.
Well, obviously, that's why all of you are here, because I paid for lunch.
Thank you.
You know, that's, you can thank the company that laid me off for all the severance.
Thank you, company.
Yes, thank you, company.
Thank you.
Oh. All right, Chris, any final thoughts on Hooters? Now that you have lived your life and you're back in Hooters, what, how do you feel about it?
I can say that today was lovely with
it was
you ladies.
Lovely,
yes. I think that I could be Hooters out. I don't think I need to go back.
I agree with that.
I had fun. But even if I hadn't gone to Hooters in college or had Hooters girls at fraternity parties, I would still say that today felt like I was at a college bar in my college town because of the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just felt like a typical bar to me with bad costumes and bad eyelashes. So was I impressed? No, but it was clean. So
it
I'm not saying
clean.
Anything
very
about
clean.
The cleanliness.
It was very clean.
It was so middle of the road in the sense that they were really trying to hit like every single straight guy in the country with what they were putting out
Wings,
as a product.
They're okay.
And Rosa, your final thoughts.
As a vegetarian, I can't even say anything.
You're
about
a vegetarian,
the wings.
Yes.
But you had a lot to say about the fries.
The fries and the tater tots.
Okay, one note about the fries. Okay,
yes.
I know we're not here for the food. I didn't even bring it. It's curly fries that were unseasoned, which arguably makes absolutely no sense. And you're now, like, I know in your head thinking about, like, oh, have I ever had an unseasoned curly fry? The answer is no. What the hell is that?
By the
what?
Way, this was the hottest topic of discussion at lunch. The lack of seasoning on the curly fry.
I'm a big believer in committing to the bit. I love anything that's like stupid and like it's gross, it's misogynist, but it's like in such a stupid and kind of almost harmless way of sexism, because it's like that weird 80s thing where like you can't even show your legs or your stomach at this disgusting sexist bar. Like there's something I love about the stupidness of Hooters and the stupidness of thus American culture. It's kind of like when they sent David Foster Wallace to cover the AVN Awards. Like, it's just like, oh, this is maybe just like, we shouldn't have this thing. Like, it's like, it's so gross and weird, but it's, you can't look away. And I kind of love that.
Yeah.
Though I will have to say, unseasoned curly fries, strike one for today. Strike two, commit to the bit, waitresses.
Commit to the bit, waitresses, yes. I think that, I want to say that's a New York problem.
Yeah, if you're working at a sexy bar, like, I want you to come over and be like, hey, Hooters friends, like, you know, like, here's my boobs. Like, and this woman, like,
I want to say that the Tampa area... where I'm from, and probably New Jersey, and probably most of the places where Hooters,
I assume Dallas, there's multiple.
Presumably, I want to say that that tradition of Hooters lives on. I think New York City is a little too cool for itself to really commit to the Hooters bit.
In Baltimore, yeah. They would say, "Hey, handsome. Hey, good looking. Hey, I got Baltimore no compliments
like,
today."
Baltimore is like the most charming. Like, it's called Charm City, but like people there are so fucking cool. Like, I love that about Baltimore.
I feel like you could lean into it the other way. Then make this because it's not even owned by the other Hooters franchise, as you said. Like, just make it like the mean Hooters, like the Hooters where all the waitresses are like shitty to you and have all their tattoos out. Like,
Hooters are dominatrix.
Hey, little dick. What do you want?
They all have shaved heads. Like I would find that hysterical, but are still in the uniform. Like, yes. I would love that. That's perfect. That's beautiful. But
welcome to Hooters, you swine. I'll get you what you deserve.
Yes. Just like, I would be so down for it. And honestly, I don't know who I have to write an email to, but I will write that email.
Frederick H. Hooters.
Yes.
Frederick H. Hooters.
Don't let the Hooters attorney preview and proofread that email, because it'll remain with lots of spelling and grammar.
I just want to say that I love gay Hooters, because we've decided that we do not like the lack of seasoning on the curly fries. We do not like the typos in the manual. We do like the clean restrooms. So
what a clean restroom. Yeah, so
we have the gay community has decided. All right, Margo, tell everyone listening where they can find you.
I guess you can just follow me online. My handle on most social media is Margo Agogo, no T in Margo.
Gotcha. And Chris, where can they find you? And I love your social media handle.
Oh, well, on Instagram, I'm chris.more, M-O-O-R-E, .poops, .2. Chris Moore Poops 2.
Yes.
I'm at Chris Broadway Moore Comedy Club the most. and I am currently writing a sitcom called Roomies that I'll be pitching soon.
Love it.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And Rosa, where can everyone find you?
You can go to rosaescandone.com. Escandone is E-S-C-A-N-D-O-N. Rosa is exactly how you would think that is spelled. And my social media handle, you can follow me there at on most things, at Human Comedian.
Nice. Love it. You are a human comedian.
It's true.
Loving it.
Thank you.
You can find me, Gina Bloom, on all social media at Gina Bloom, J-E-E-N-A-B-L-O-O-M. Or right here every week on Sweet, A Lady's Guide to Bro Culture on the More Banana Network. So I want to say that our exploration of Hooters is just as sort of bereft and disappointing as I expected it to be. A little healthier crowd than I was expecting no one to be here. But like Margo, I think it just kind of affirms my belief that this is a sort of a relic of like straightness that was born in the 80s and 90s. And it's holding on. You know, there's still Trump out there. He's very much an 80s kind of guy. Like, oh, yeah. He's stuck in the 80s. Like, yeah.
Straight white men are not going anywhere.
They're not going. They're
going to Hooters on Wednesday.
Yeah. They're going to Hooters. And
12 p.m. for some reason.
Well, I guess that's the lesson for me. I thought this thing was dead, but like it's still going. Like, there were still plenty of straight dudes just staring at their phones, this holding on a tradition. It's there because...
And bringing their uncomfortable wives with them.
And bringing their poor children.
Yeah.
There's something kind of magic, and I feel bad stepping on you, but it's just like...
No, not a bit. Go for
men
it.
Straight men have such an issue, like, making friendships, I think, in a lot of ways. And if, like...
That was kind of fun.
If it's just bringing together to, like, sit staring at their phone in a Hooters, if that's what male friendship is today, oh, man.
But, like, think about what our table looked like compared to everyone else. We were having fun. We were talking. We were being demonstrative and loud and laughing. And everyone else was just staring at their phones. There you go. There's the beautiful thing. Even in the belly of straightdom, in the straightest place in all of the land, we still managed to have more fun than anyone else.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
Maybe they were looking for the waitress on social media. Maybe they're all potential
stalkers. To friend her to tell her nails were good.
Yes, that could be it, too. All right, you guys, I would love to continue. With respect, yes, it's a flirtatious concept, but do not sexually harass them, even though their contract kind of allows you to. Hopefully they've changed that in the years since then. But more important than anything else, no midriff to show.
No midriff.
Christ, no.
Thank you.